Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go with our new theme song that's not downloaded, James Payne. God Bless America again.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a news man on the TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible. Start to help Jesus sing. We have to pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta pay a fee. We can't feel the love. We can't feel the fear. Till God blesses America. I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson would say if he could come back from the grave, talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God be the words he cried? All of this low living, to the high cost, and America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't feel the love. We can't feel the real. Till God bless America.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time. It's time. You know, it really is time. Put God's word back in our school. Yep. Start your day with prayer. How about that? Woo. Hey, friends. This is Carol Ann Parisi. And this is Awaken America. Yasha Prayer Force. Yep. All right. Background, we got this great, fabulous music, and I'm playing with the computer here. You think God will bless America again? Well, I certainly hope so. All right, now we're better. Now we're back. All right, well, welcome to Yasha Prayer Force. This is Awaken America's Yasha Prayer Force, because we want God to bless America again. Going to start this day off with a prayer, and then I'm going to read some scripture. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for our country, God. God, we ask that you expose the truth, and may be in your time. God, we ask for peace, love, and empowerment and our freedom, freedom to choose you. And God, you know the beginning from the end. We love you. We praise you for all the good you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is Psalm 31, and this is a prayer in distress and thanksgiving for escape. For the leader, a psalm of David. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, deliver me, O Lord. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to rescue me. Be my rock and my refuge. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Free me from the net that they have set for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, Lord, faithful God. You hate those who serve worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your love once you have seen my misery, observed my distress. You know, Jesus said that. In your hands I commend my spirit, when he was on the cross. And that was from Psalm 31. And this psalm continues. You will not abandon me into enemy hands, but you will set my feet in a free and open space. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am in distress. With grief and eyes are wasted, my soul and body spent. My life is worn out by sorrow, my years by sighing. My strength fails in affliction, my bones are consumed. To all my foes, I am a thing of scorn, and to my neighbors a dreadful sight. A horror to my friends. When they see me in the street, they quickly shy away. I am forgotten, out of mind, like the dead. I'm like a shattered dish. I hear the whisper of the crowd. Terrors are all around me. They conspire against me. They plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Rescue me from my enemies, from the hands of my pursuers. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your kindness. Do not let me be put to shame, for I have called to you, Lord. Put the wicked to shame. Reduce them to silence and Sheol. Strike dumb their lying lips, proud lips that attack the just in contempt and scorn. How great is your goodness, O Lord! Stored up for those who fear you. You display for those who trust you. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, safe from scheming enemies. You keep them in your abode, safe from plotting tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me wondrous love and been for me a city most secure. Once I said in my anguish, I am shut out from your sight, yet you heard my plea when I cried out to you, love the Lord, all you faithful. The Lord protects the loyal, but repays the arrogant in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Wow. That was one. I just opened the Bible. I just opened it. And that's where it turned. And that is so, so very profoundly deep. We're definitely at a precipice, tipping point. Wow. We've got Christmas in a few days, like 10. Here, this is from the Footprints on the Path. A close walk with the Lord is as important as part of a believer's life. God will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. That's 3. May God turn our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways and keep the commands, decrees, and regulations he gave our fathers. That's 1 Kings 8:58. Your love is ever before me, Lord, and I walk continually in your path. That's Psalm 26:3. Walk in the way of understanding, Proverbs 9:6. He whose walk is upright fears the Lord, Proverbs 14:2. He who walks is upright fears the Lord. We just read that. The ways of the Lord are right, the righteous walk in them, Hosea 14:9. He whose walk is blameless is kept safe, Proverbs 28:18. Let us walk with the light of the Lord, Isaiah 2:5. We got to walk with God. We got to pray. I've prayed before. We got to fight like soldiers in the war. We need to turn to God for everything. We need to ask God for wisdom, discernment in all things. And I'm going to read a little story here on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. See, during Hollywood's golden era, the movie studios kept the songwriting team of Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine busy. See, the men worked together separately on classic musicals, Girl Crazy, Broadway Rhythm, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and scores of other successful presentations. See, the men also wrote tunes for Broadway and radio that were sung by the likes of Lucille Ball, June Allison, Lena Horne, Ethel Merman, Mickey Rooney, Ann Miller. Even though they won many awards and were responsible for millions of record sales, these Hall of Fame writers penned the most beloved hit, MGM, asked them to write music for Meet Me in St. Louis. Yet it would take the insight to help an entertainment legend to put the finishing touches on what would become timeless holiday offering. See, filmed towards the end of World War II, Meet Me in St. Louis starred some of the brightest names at MGM. Mary Astor, Leanne Ames, June Lockhart, Margaret O'Brien were all in the bill and helped make this motion picture one of the finest musicals ever produced. But the movie ultimately belonged to 21-year-old screen veteran who 5 years before had charmed everyone as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. That would be Judy Garland. While she was one of Hollywood's top box office draws, Judy Garland needed a strong film to help her overcome the juvenile image created by her role, The Wizard of Oz, in the longtime teen musical that teamed her with Mickey Rooney to be recognized as a serious actress. See, she had to overcome a part that would allow her to shift from child star to a legitimate adult lead. Meet Me in St. Louis provided the vehicle Garland needed to take her career over the rainbow and onto solid ground. It was Judy's own instincts and sincere voice that made one moment in the film an unforgettable holiday gift. Still touches people today. From the film's key scenes, Judy's character Esther was to sing a song to her sad little sister, Tootie. The younger girl was worried when her family moved to New York from Missouri. Santa would not be able to find her. Esther was concerned as well, but not about St. Nick. She had just fallen in love and realized the family would move and end her cherished relationship before it really even got started. Though the scene was set on a beautiful Christmas Eve night, both sisters felt they were facing the end of the world. Looking over a snow-covered lawn from upstairs window, Judy's character wound a music box and began to sing. The songwriters felt to make the most of the film's sudden, tender, and sad atmosphere, they needed a song that was full of irony and pain. So at the beginning of the song, the men penned, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last year. Next year we'll be living in the past." Yeah, I don't even know how it goes. Ba-bum! See, thinking they had written the perfect song for this touching, tragic moment in the film, Blaine and Martin were probably shocked when Garland refused to sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. She sent the song back to the writers, demanding they put more positive spin on the number. Judy's desires were backed by the film's director and her future husband, Vincente Minnelli. Unable to convince either of those powers that the instincts were right, Blaine and Martin went back to work. So she entertained the GIs and discovered that her biggest hit, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, had a much deeper meaning for the men than it did for the casual listener. So as moving as Judy's performance of the song was, the Decca single was released in 1944. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Listeners in the U.S. and overseas could believe the war was almost over and families would be reuniting. So that's kind of the backstory to Meet Me in St. Louis. Isn't that kind of cool? It's cool. I didn't even know that. So that's kind of cool. That's just part of the story. But like we do, I do want to read a little bit of Starting Your Day Right with Joyce Myers and Ending Your Day Right. And we'll read today's scriptures and then we'll be good. Follow Jesus. All who keep his commandments, obey his orders, and follow his plan, live and continue to live and stay and abide in him and he in them. They let Christ be a home in them, and they are a home of Christ. 1 John 3:24, some people wanted to follow Jesus, but they were afraid they would put out of the synagogue. Some people are still afraid to follow the Lord because they may be put out of their family, their group, or even their church. Eventually, there will only be one person to face God. You won't want him to say, "I had so much for you, but you didn't receive it because you were too concerned about what other people thought. You were a people pleaser." Jesus wasn't swayed by men's opinions, threats, judgments, or criticism. Follow Jesus and enjoy life. Enjoy what he has for us. Now, today, we're going to do the 14th. This is the standby. but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, will teach you all things. And that is John 14:26. This is from Joyce Myers, Starting Your Day and Ending Your Day Right. It's a great book. It's every day you read the Bible. As a third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit has a personality. He can be offended and grieved, and he must be treated with great respect. Once you have the understanding he lives inside those who believe, everything you can, you should do everything you can to make him feel welcome. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not push his way into your daily affairs. If given invitation, he was quick to respond, but he must be invited. The Holy Spirit is always available. The Amplified Bible calls him the standby. That is a wonderful description. Think of him ready and waiting on all times in case you need anything at all. Every single day, no matter what you face, the Holy Spirit is standing by you. Invite him to get involved in everything you do. God, let your Holy Spirit lead all of us and guide us for your glory. God, we ask that we become the people you ask us to be. All of us, this country was founded on your principles. Please pray for all of our leaders, even demented Joe Biden. We know he's got a problem. Expose Kamala Harris for who she is. Expose everyone for who they are, God. Let our country glorify you. Let us come back to you. And Maranatha, Jesus, if you're coming back, come back quickly. God, lead us, guide us, and touch us in all that we do. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, and let it be done with excellence by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we ask by the blood of Jesus. We ask by the blood of Jesus that you protect our president. You protect his family. You protect our country. Lord, we ask that you expose the truth for all things, Abba Daddy. We ask that you just lead us, guide us, touch us, show us what we need to do in everyday affairs. Please, God, protect America from those that want to hurt us, from the communists and fascists that want to take you out of our lives, Abba Daddy. But, God, if that's what's happening and it's going to be a one-world order, then, God, you expose it. Because we do know that your word tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We thinketh that America is good. America is great. America was founded on your principles, and we thank you for it, God. Thank you for all of your abundant blessings. Show us what we have to do to glorify you. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for America. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being with us in the storm. God, we ask that you bless America again. And we're going to end this with Tim Payne. I'll probably come back. James Payne. Play this again, and we'll be right back with here on Yeshua Prayer Force. This is Carol Parisi.
Bear's down on the corner, holding a sign. You know what? He's right. Says the end of time. Saw this man on TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. We don't come back to the Bible. Start to learn what Jesus said. We have prayed like we've never prayed before. We have died like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We got a big deal. We can't feel it. God bless this America. I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson say if he could come back from the grave, talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God, be the words he cried? All of this low living, they hide most, and there are needs to wake up before
Maybe then, God will bless America again. Maybe if we get back to what his word says. See, here's the deal. Global socialism is supreme authority. The state is in absolute control. Biblical Christianity, supreme authority. King Jesus, not the government. Okay, that's from 1 Timothy 6:15. Supreme law, the Luciferian Masonic rule of law, morals and dogma by Albert Pike. Gestae norma, supreme law for biblical Christianity is God's eternal moral laws revealed in the Holy Bible, such as the Ten Commandments. Oh, yes. The movement objective is to create a creation of a totalitarian socialist new global order of government, like the world state. Of course, H.G. Wells, under the guise of sustainable development goals. See, this deceptive, demon-inspired communist plan, New World Order, includes seven elements. A global planned economy and development via sustainable development for global citizens, UN global control over all human activity. See, UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. See, that's totalitarianism. A creation of global classes, society free of all inequities, universal values, beliefs, attitudes, creation of global cashless society, see, a control all over for all financial transactions, government redistribution of wealth, that's called theft, global education and a morality, see, no morality, girls, boys, boys, girls, and global population control. Those shots, ladies and gentlemen, keep getting those shots. You want to be it's a global coalition of evil. It's socialism, okay? We believe in freedom, an economy, a foreign trade, private ownership, freedom to work and prosper, biblical values, beliefs, attitudes. We can reject any antichrist global rule. See, we have the freedom to give or not to give. We have the freedom to practice our Christian morals and affirm the sanctity and value of human life, including the unborn and the elderly. Friends, we got to have God bless America again. It is so time we awaken America. It is so time we get back to our Bible and our country's biblical views. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Yasha Prayer Force. Join me again next week. The power of the mind, the power of God, okay? We need power of the Holy Spirit. God is good all the time. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And remember, be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. These are tumultuous times, but you be the change. You be the change. And keep praying that God will bless America again. This is Carol Parisi saying I love you. And we'll catch you next time. How about a little more James Payne? What do you think? Come back and see us next time. God will bless America again.
And some people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We all get back to the Bible. Start doing what Jesus said. We got to pray like we've never prayed before. We got to fight like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We got a bag of tears. We can't hear love. We can't hear it. Until God blesses America again. I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson would say if he could come back from the grave and talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God be the words he cried? All of this loaded comes with a high cost. And America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't give up. We can't give in. Till God bless this America again. It's time to put the Ten Commandments back on the courthouse plate. God's word back in our schools, open every day with prayer. Let all the preachers start preaching against you. And maybe then, God bless America again. Maybe then, God bless America again.
Catch you next time on Awaken to Empowerment. That'll be tomorrow. Yasha Prayer Force every Monday.